This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, so somebody mentioned that we've got Goldie Hawn follow up here. I was asking how she was doing. Somebody mentioned she was on the Oscars this year as a presenter.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see any of the Oscars.
I watched some of it, but I
apparently she was on there, and I then Googled that, and the YouTube video pops up. Why Goldie Hawn's Oscars 2025 appearance has everyone worried. And I'm not going to watch that. I just prefer to remember Goldie Hawn for.
I don't know, like. At least from the, I haven't seen the video, but I'm looking here at, she's on the red carpet with her husband, and look, she looks better than.
She looks fine, but apparently she was stammering and she couldn't read the card, and she was blaming it on cataracts, Tracy Morgan style.
Well,
and
she is 80 years old, for God's sake.
Is she 80 now?
She's 80.
Wow, she looks good for 80.
Yeah,
but
well, she turns 80 this year. She's 79.
She's just, you know, I mean, look, I want to remember old Goldie Hawn.
Yeah,
she's not aging like Dame Julie Andrews. Okay,
no, and that's tough, because I do think in Hollywood some people age so well that that's the standard that we hold them to, and you know, dude, if your wife looks like that when she's 80 years old, you should feel very, very grateful.
It is March 19, 2025. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Please be seated. Today is National Backyard Day.
I do love my backyard.
It is also Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Day.
Yes!
Were you a big...
That was my number one as a kid. Yeah. Big time Turtles fan. Yeah. Saw the movies in the theater and all that.
I like turtles.
Who's your favorite?
Leonardo. He was the leader.
He had the
cool
blue
swords.
Right?
Yeah.
The swords?
Blue with the swords, yeah. I didn't have enough... I didn't have any time for Michelangelo's pizza shenanigans or Raphael's attitude, and Donatello's kind of a dork, so I was a Leonardo guy.
I spent a lot of time at Wonderland, the Nickel Cave, playing the four-person
Turtles in Time?
Turtle game. Yeah, yeah. That game was great.
Yep, game was great.
That game was great.
Well, you said you didn't love quilts.
What is the freaking Panthers doing?
No, another misfire.
I feel like the quilt is an old person. Like, that's a grandma thing. I think we moved on to better blankets.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that the Amboy Quilt Show is this weekend.
Oh, my God.
At the North Clark Historical Museum.
I can't believe I'm going to miss it. I'm sorry. I'm busy this weekend.
They will have demonstrations on sewing bindings and handmade quilt viewings. So I just wanted to, you know, I mean, look, in the news.
Yeah. Can I tell you, having been to Amboy several times.
Very important.
I think this quilt show is probably the biggest thing to happen to Amboy in quite some time.
Do they run drugs through quilts, do you think?
I suppose you could, right? Like, the only time I remember a quilt, like when my dad passed away, we took all of his old, like, shirts and stuff, and we made a quilt out of them for my mom.
That's cool.
Right?
Is it going to be at the Amboy Quilt Show?
I probably could.
You know, why don't you get a booth?
There's a lot of random things there. People are like, who's Robert N. Brown, and why? Why did he have this many random, like, San Jose Sark t-shirts?
So Amboy is up there north of La Cena, right?
Yes.
Isn't that where that is?
Yeah, it's
like kinda, by Longview?
No, it's not that way. It's if you headed east from La Cena.
East?
Yeah. So if you get to La Cena exit and you hang a Roscoe there and you just keep going,
it's out there.
Yeah, you're gonna make it out there, like northeast of Battleground.
Little does someone right now know as they're driving. Hopefully, we reach that far. I think we do. Yeah. They're listening to our show, and they're driving. They're like, "Wait, Amboy, that's where I'm headed."
Someone saying they only knew of the Amboy territorial days. Apparently that's a thing out there.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, given the choice between going to the Amboy quilt show or the territorial days, I think I'm taking the quilt show. I find the territorial days, and this may be very judgmental of me, I feel like that's going to be a lot of anger and a lot of guns. I feel like there's...
Sounds like kind of an insurrection crowd to you.
A little bit, right?
Like, ooh, they have territorial park.
If you tell me that something is territorial day, that doesn't...
It sounds like people being territorial.
Yeah,
which,
it doesn't scream like,
well, I get
corn
where
dogs
you're going.
And family fun.
I get that, but apparently all it is the Amboy Territorial Days Association,
mm-hmm.
which is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization that owns and manages Amboy Territorial Park.
Mm.
They put on a fundraiser every year,
mm.
and they bring everybody out, and
So all 300 residents of Amboy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people live up there. It's unincorporated.
Yeah.
But they all come out, and they do an Easter egg hunt. They do a veteran celebration, a Christmas festival of trees. They do all kinds of stuff out
Looks
there.
Looks like we got about 1,500 people out there in Amboy.
So I'm choosing the territorial, what'd you call it? The territorial...
Territorial days.
Days? Yeah, I'm choosing that over the quilt show.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm not going to a damn quilt show.
Well, there is the...
Unless I can drink.
It's been a while since I've been out there, but I think it's Nick's. There's one. There's a Farger Lake. Farger. And they have decent chicken strips. That's on your way out to, like, when you're taking your boat out. That's like a little, mini mart deli. And then I think it's Nick's. There's one restaurant out there. And I think there's a lot of bikers that go by there, and they have a decent milkshake. That's all I know of Amboy. But if you're heading out to, like, the reservoir...
Would you rather go to Amboy or Yakult?
It's the same.
No, you have to choose.
It's the same thing. There's no difference. It's one and the same. If you're going to Lake Merwin or the... Or Yale Lake, that's... It is the definition of a drive-by. Unless you're going to the quilt show, then that's a destination.
I think I'm choosing Yakult.
Taking Yakult?
Yeah. When's the Yakult quilt show? I'll let you know.
Do you think we have competing? What if we had, we start our own quilt show, but we do it in Yakult?
A Yakultidian?
Whoa.
That's what someone from Yakult's called.
That's Dusty. Well, as I mentioned...
Yeah, someone confirming. It is Nick's. The only bar in town. It's about as redneck as you can get.
There is a Portland hotspot that has been featured on Time's list of world's greatest places.
World's greatest?
Yeah.
It's a bold statement.
Very bold. And I've never even heard of this place.
Do they have a cold show?
It is Northeast Portland's The Wine Spa.
Never heard of it.
It has been dubbed one of the world's greatest places of 2025. The New York-based weekly magazine curates the annual list by deciding which nominees, like hotels, restaurants, and activities, offer the most unique experiences to their guests. And at the Wine Spa, you can bathe in wine.
Hmm.
Yeah. They have massages, facials, vino soaks, vino therapy, and, of course, wine. To drink.
This feels like just because you can doesn't necessarily mean you should. What's the benefit of doing that?
How expensive? Like, that's a lot of wine for my big ass to get into.
Well, apparently vino therapy is a big thing in Europe.
Really?
Yeah. And it's for beauty and health.
Do you sip any of the wine? Like,
yeah.
Bring a straw with you?
No, I'm just saying, if you're in, like, a tub of wine, you do a little...
No, gross.
You, like, go down and give it a little licky lick?
It's a you cocktail.
Right. No, I think... Well, unless you run out and they can't bring you another one. It's like, well...
Is that also very... Like, I would just think that's very sticky. Like, is that not, that can't be. It's like in places and I don't know, it's crevices and there's things. I don't know. That's one of the coolest places on Earth?
Not coolest. World's greatest places.
Oh, yeah, world's greatest. I'm going to differ on that. I mean, granted, I haven't been everywhere in the world, but I just can't quite understand that one.
So they aren't using wine, like fresh bottles of wine, for its treatments. What they're using is like stuff that...
Yeah, no one wants.
Yeah, like they had label errors, mm-hmm. or some wine that was that tasted funny and the winery threw it out.
Yeah.
Like, so that, they use that.
Mm. I'm out.
Yeah, and they say they're honored to be on the list. But I tell you, that can do you wonders right there for your business.
Absolutely.
You're just a little Northeast Portland business, and you end up in Time Magazine.
What's the name of this thing again?
The Wine Spa, bro.
I follow a handful of like what's going on around town, like Instagram accounts, and I swear this one popped up just yesterday and I'd never heard of it. I'm like, I wonder if my wife would like that. Probably because of this article. So, well, yeah, it does. There.
I'm kind of terrified because this is the sort of thing that will make Instagram, and then I will go home one night.
Seems cute.
And as we're sitting there, I will get told we're going to the wine spa. And it will
well,
be.
Well, you might like it.
And it will be because it is, quote, cute.
You might like it.
Boy, it doesn't.
Look, not much to it.
No, it seems very...
It's small.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Time likes it, so...
I kind of thought
what
it'd
do
be
you
a
know?
Li- I thought it'd be a little more high-end, you know?
Oh, look at you.
Well, I don't know.
A little bougie.
It doesn't...
Gotta go out to the Allison Inn, bro.
It just doesn't...
You ever been out there? That place
That's
is
bougie.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you want bouge?
Let me just say this right here, and I feel pretty confident. We're all familiar with the bastard... white paneled ceiling that you had like in your schools.
Oh, like the ones that are like portables and stuff like that?
Yeah.
The, like, styrofoam
with asbestos
one?
In them.
Look, if I walk into your establishment and I see those panels that you could like push up on, it's like, you know, we all know those.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That's not a high-end place. I'm not saying that place isn't good. I'm not saying that it can't be very nice there. But I think that lets me know all I need to know about your place.
Okay.
I feel like that's the sort of ceiling that Nick's out in Amboy has. It's just you're suspect.
What other substance would you like to bathe in? Prosecco?
I think whiskey would burn.
Yeah, I don't think that would be good.
No, that wouldn't be good.
You'd have to cut it.
That's not, that's bad. My first thought was Irish whiskey, and then I'm like, wait, You get any sort of opening or cut or whatever, that's not feeling good.
I think
good.
You should try that.
Would aloe feel good? Something like that?
Well,
like
aloe would be very
gel. It'd be
gel.
Like, yeah.
You'd be it'd be like more like a mud bath kind of a thing.
How about this one? You know what I'm going to go with?
Olive oil.
Oh, that's not bad
Ooh,
either.
That's good.
I was thinking butter. Melted butter.
Yeah.
You get a nice melted butter consistency, like you're going to dip some crab legs.
Sookie butter dunk?
And I'm also not going to lie. If I did that, I would bring in some crab claws with me. I'm not saying I would want
to just cracking them off to the side, dipping them in.
Yeah. Like, I'm in there already. Look, I'm not going way down north. You know, I'm not going way downtown, but I'll do a little swirl. I'll do a catch of the day, crab claw swirl.
The Red Lobster commercial butter dunk?
Yeah, let's tell you right now, that wine spa, you give me a big vat of butter. Now we're talking. Maybe some garlic salt mixed on top?
What if I had a menu of food items that you can bathe in?
I think
you come into my spa.
I like.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
You could do butter. You could do chocolate. You could do avocado.
See, I like this.
You could do olive oil.
A souk fondue. You could do some warm cheese.
Cheese.
You tell me that there's a better smell in the world than butter and onions caramelizing. Ooh, I mean,
yeah, that's nice.
You give me a big tub of that. Fondue style.
Souk au jus?
Yes. Melting pot the hell out of this. Make a pot roast. Let's go.
Yet
chicken
another.
Noodle, chicken noodle soup.
Oh, come on.
Go. It writes itself. This is a yet another brilliant idea.
No,
by
you know, it's just, we're giving to you out there.
Oh, there's the kid. He's coming back and he's crying and he's on crutches. He's on crutches.
And his mom's crying too.
My initial apology stands.
Oh, she hard handed him. She gave him the hard hands. Love
you. So you know it's love.
Love you. Hard hands.
Well, that's sad for the mom. You know?
That's sad for him too.
Yeah, but more so for the mom. Mm. He probably doesn't care. Coming up next. Oh, I've got lawsuit news.
The Advocates at it again?
And it involves me.
The Advocates are involved.
The Advocates aren't involved, but I have a tie to this lawsuit.
Yeah, put him in jail! Yee-hoo!
You've got my attention.
That's next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.